Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on this Monday, first day of April, April Fool's Day, 2024, 16 minutes past the hour, rain and 48 degrees here in the Marion area, and going to get cooler, and not a great week this week, rainy and cool, and I guess that's the way it goes. You know, April showers maybe will bring May flowers. A week from today, the big eclipse. I don't know. It doesn't show rain right now, but there is a little bit of cloudiness in the future forecast. So we'll see how that all shakes out next Monday for the big eclipse that's going to shut down the world, apparently, here in Marion, Ohio. Had a very interesting conversation there in hour number one. Couple calls. Certainly appreciate those. Always love hearing from you out there, and the phone line remains open. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. If there's anything on your mind, please feel free to give me a buzz. I always enjoy hearing from you, the listening audience. 740-751-4038. And again, I hope you had a great Easter, and we're heading into the eclipse a week from today, around 3-something in the afternoon. All right. Well, I said a few weeks ago that I got this shamrock plant, and that seems to be doing okay. It's a purple shamrock plant. It's doing okay. Well, yesterday, somebody gave me an Easter lily. So now, I've got an Easter lily and a shamrock plant. Now, my poinsettia from Christmas, which I got the day before Christmas Eve, so the 23rd of December, lived until mid-March with the red flowers and all. The Easter lily has not opened up yet. You know, it has not sprung. The shamrock plant looks okay. So does anybody have any gardening advice? We can go from City Hall to gardening advice on this program in the snap of a finger. Easter lilies and shamrock plants. It's starting to look like a regular greenhouse around here. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. I will tell you, I've started to water these two things with a spray bottle. You know, you spritz them with water. See, somebody told me one time that was the best way to do it, so you don't overwater. You just spritz the plants. Now, they're in a position where they get plenty of light, but I just spritz them with the water now. So an Easter lily or a shamrock plant, if anybody knows anything about either of those, let me know, because the Easter lily has not even popped yet. And I don't know what the life expectancy is of an Easter lily, to be honest. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
I've got the next great idea for the Love Your City marketing campaign.
Oh, here we go.
Custom toilet paper.
Now, what do you think the cost of that will be?
Okay, so I've done some research, so I'm just going to put this out there. They can get 1,000 rolls. So these are deluxe, 500 sheets each, and it's 2-ply. None of that 1-ply is good enough for the butts that work for our city. And they can get 1,000 rolls for $2,140.50.
Now, how many rolls do you think they go through at City Hall each year?
Well, I mean, with those marathon council meetings.
Well, I'm just saying there's a lot of stuff up there. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to use the words here, but there's a lot of stuff up there.
An ever-increasing amount, it seems.
Yeah,
right?
you might need a lot of toilet paper up there at City Hall.
I mean, just think about it. You know, you're at one of those marathon meetings, and you're hearing all this crap, and then you got to take a break, and you go to the bathroom, and you sit down on the throne there.
The commode.
And then you look and you see toilet paper roll next to you that says, "Love your city." I mean, isn't it just a match made in heaven?
Well, you know what's interesting about this whole Love Your City thing, and same thing with Marion Maid and about a gazillion different other ideas through the years that are probably studies that were commissioned that are in filing cabinets at City Hall. I'm never really sure what that's supposed to do. I really don't quite understand. Maybe I'm just living in a different world. I don't understand branding, to be honest with you, in that way. I'm not, the city is the city. And how you feel about the city is going to be how you feel about the city. Now, I don't know, putting little taglines on it. I mean, if I was going to put a tagline, I'd certainly use something historic, like certainly Harding or something that would be forever. You know, there's only been 46 cities that have produced presidents. You'd be one of 46.
Right, right. I don't know. Maybe it's just one of those things where if you say it long enough and loud enough, you know, it'll enter your subconscious. You'll be like, man, you know, this tax bill and the city's, all these problems, but I love the city. I love it.
Well, you know, I don't think we really got a chance to talk on Friday after Jason was on. What did you make of that? I thought, for all the times that Jason Schauber, Third Ward City Councilman, has been on, that, and we've had a lot of candid conversations, to be sure, I thought that maybe was the most candid when it came to the administration and where do we go from here.
You mean with, like, the Bodine situation?
The Bodine situation, and also, you know, listen, I've basically given up on the auditor's office and we need to get a committee going here and so on, and I don't really think anything's going to come of the Grogan situation. And also finding out all that information on Friday, some of it. I think he knew about some of it, but I don't think he knew about all of it in regard to Bodine's company invoices and designing the logo itself. You know, I thought that was very interesting.
Well, it seems like he is of the opinion that nothing will come of it. Nothing will come of any of this, right?
Well, yes, but see, it's hard to tell. Because now, some people would say that's political because nothing came from Robert Landon in the same situation.
Well,
but,
he resigned.
What was that?
He resigned.
Well, he did, but they did try to go after him.
Yeah.
And Grogan recused himself from that particular situation and sent it to another county. And then nothing came of it. Now, different in this situation, Grogan doesn't feel close enough, I guess, or a conflict of interest to where he is going to investigate or is investigating Miranda. And also, they are not of the same party, although she did attend Republican meetings.
And she was appointed by the Republicans, right?
Yeah, yes, she was.
Yeah.
So, I mean, does that make the party look bad? I mean, because now here's another thing, and I'm not saying this is Ray. I've always found Ray to be ethical with me and everybody else. But he's up for re-election this year as well, and he does have an independent opponent.
I think that may play a role in him wanting to get that situation resolved. You know, if nothing happens, there's enough attention on it that if there is valid grounds there, and it kind of appears that there are, if he doesn't do anything, then I think that's going to look bad on him.
Now, is Mr. Bodine doing too much here, in your opinion? Working on campaigns, can do?
Man, he's a Renaissance man, it sounds like.
Well, he certainly has a lot of talent. I guess you would have to say that.
Yeah. Well, just makes me, you know, that's what I should have done. I should have got into government and got a cushy government job with a nice salary that's paid for by the taxpayers and then started all these side businesses that I could make money on through government contracts.
Well, he's certainly not trying to cover anything up.
No, it's out there, right? I mean, they even use the informal Mike's office on that invoice.
They certainly do. You know, that just to me blows my mind in a way, because I even if somebody did know me, I would think if they were preparing an invoice for me, it would not be that casual on a professional invoice going, and Bodine wasn't paying that invoice. I mean, that was going through the auditor's office.
Wasn't his office the most expensive?
It was, and I'm not really sure why that is either. I don't know.
Maybe he's going to get 2,000 rolls of toilet paper.
You know, the whole idea of the office baffles me to begin with, because like I said, I don't know how many, I've never been in the engineer's office. I've never been in the service director's office. Most of my meetings with the mayors happen in city council room or in the hallway, or they come to me. Very rarely am I ever in their office. So I just don't know how many people are, aside from like city council members or people who work there.
Does he have like a executive washroom attached to his office?
You know, I don't even think I've taken a complete tour of the office, but the room I was in is a nice room. I don't remember a restroom in there. There might have been.
When is this interior decoration project supposed to be completed?
You know, I don't know. I probably when they pay the balance.
And they only paid half so far, right?
Right. Right, only half.
Okay. I want to see it. I think the taxpayers of Marion, you know, should all be given like a tour, you know.
So you want to go up and see the new city hall?
Yeah, I want to be inspired. I want to be inspired when I go in there and I see Love Your City everywhere. It's just, I know when I leave, I'm going to come away with a completely, you know, new perspective on life.
Now, how was your Easter?
Oh, it was good. It was good. It was fairly low key, but a good family dinner. How about you, Scott?
It was very nice. It was kind of busy, but okay. Now, do you know anything about Easter lilies?
No, I don't. You have some now?
I do. I was given an Easter lily.
Oh, okay. To go with your shamrock?
To go with my shamrock plant.
And your dead poinsettia?
Well, it's dead now. It lived a long time.
Mine's still alive.
Your poinsettia?
Yeah.
With red branches and all?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, now, what are you doing?
Just water. Just water. That's it. Do once a week.
That's pretty good.
Yeah,
hey,
no.
Hold on. I'm going to go to break here for just a second, but hold the line there. Stay there
okay.
with me.
Okay.
1-800-222-1222 1-800-222-1222 If you think it might be poison, then the first thing you should do is call 1-800-222-1222 Poison can be anything you're not supposed to take. Antifreeze, pesticide, the wrong drug by mistake. If you breathed a nasty chemical, been bitten by a snake, call the Poison Control Center hotline. We're here for you night or day.
For a poison or drug emergency at home or at work, just call the Poison Control Center hotline. We're here 24/7 with the expert help you need. Free and confidential. Even if you think it's a false alarm, call
1-800-222-1222 1-800-222-1222 If you think it might be poison and you don't know what to do, call 1-800-222-1222 1-800-222-1222 1-800-222-1222 If you think it might be poison, then the first thing you should do is call 1-800-222-1222 Poison can be anything you're not supposed to take. Antifreeze, pesticide, the wrong drug by mistake. If you breathed a nasty chemical, been bitten by a snake, call the Poison Control Center hotline. We're here for you night or day.
For a poison or drug emergency at home or at work, just call the Poison Control Center hotline. We're here 24/7 with the expert help you need. Free and confidential. Even if you think it's a false alarm, call
1-800-222-1222 1-800-222-1222 If you think it might be poison and you don't know what to do, call 1-800-222-1222
The PSA so nice, we love to hear it twice. You know, I had something...
That's now emblazoned in my psyche, Scott.
Oh, well, listen, if you're ever poisoned, you'll thank me.
Yeah, 1-800-222-1222.
It's catchy. If you've ever been bitten by a snake or drink antifreeze, you can thank me later. I had the weirdest thing going on here. another phone was going off. And I could not figure why I could not shut it off before it was about to ring. So I thought, I'm going to have to do something here before this thing goes off.
Was it another caller?
Oh, well, no, I think it was a personal call.
Oh.
Yeah, so I just, you know, that can wait till later on.
A personal call for a radio personality.
Hey, you know what? What's the difference between a person and a personality? I've crossed the threshold.
You're superior. I don't know.
You know, I'll tell you something interesting because, you know, Friday's the big day. And I got to thinking, because I literally, and I hate that word literally, but this is literal, so I'm going to say it. I have never been more approached in my over two decades in radio in this town since I said it on the air last week and the newspaper article ran. People are coming up to me. A guy yesterday came up. I have no idea who it was. God bless him if he's listening. But he said he was with his wife, and I didn't know either one of them. And he says to his wife, he goes, and this is a young couple. I mean, they're 20s, 30s. He says, do you know who you're in the presence of? I didn't know what he was talking about. And the wife goes, no. And he said, well, this is... our radio celebrity here in Marion. And he went into the whole, you know, WGH and big WWE thing. I have never been more congratulated by people that I did not know and more nice things said. I'm not sure what it is about this particular event that has struck such a chord with people.
Well, I think you've officially attained icon status.
Well, maybe it is. Maybe I'm an icon now. You know what I think it is? I think that it... And truly, and if I'm wrong, somebody correct me, because there have been better broadcasters. But I don't know that any local broadcaster has ever, while being local, been on national programming like that. I don't think it's ever happened.
No. And, you know, the lineup of people that you've interviewed over the years, you're probably the only person... you know, in a wide area that has accumulated such a portfolio.
Well, and I think that to some degree, now some of our broadcasters have been known statewide, and that's good, and certainly outside of Marion, but I don't know if any of them ever got beyond the state. And I think maybe that's part of it. I don't know. Maybe it'll fleet away once it's all over on Friday. Or maybe it'll get bigger because it will have happened. I don't know. But here's the interesting dilemma I'm in. I don't write speeches. I don't like to deliver them like that. I just don't like doing that. But somebody pointed out to me that maybe the Historical Society or for a book or for some... if you had a speech, that would be something somebody would want, the copy of the speech that you used, because this never has happened before. So now I'm thinking, well, maybe I should... Now, here's what I've come to at this point. Now, you tell me if this sounds feasible. Maybe I will write a speech, but if I'm in the moment and don't want to give that speech, I just won't.
Yeah. But at least you would have the copy that you intended.
Right, I could always say...
posterity.
Right, I could always say that I carried it on to the podium, I carried it on to the stage, and it was there with me. And I'm sure I'm not going to deviate far off. It just won't be me reading a speech.
And make sure you get Thunderbolt to sign it. And then who else, what are the other dignitaries that are going to be there?
Well, you know, I know Muhammad Ali's wife is going to be there because he's being inducted that night posthumously.
Oh, wow, that's cool.
Yeah, so I know Mrs. Ali will be there, Lonnie Ali. And I know that, of course, some of the other wrestlers will be there. But they're being very tight-lipped on who's going to be inducting them, so that I don't know. And I do know that the audience is made up of a lot of the big... wrestlers from the past and current who go to the Hall of Fame ceremony.
Oh, nice. Are you wearing a bow tie?
Well, no, yeah, I'm wearing a tuxedo, so yes, to bow tie.
Okay. Well, you were talking about how tuxedo design has changed, and it's become much more suit-like.
Well, the lady who told me, who I was dealing, when I got measured for the tuxedo last week, she told me that, yes, it is much more suit-like, but bow tie still says tuxedo.
I think you should wear top hat and tails and a cane.
Really? Be Mr. Peanut as I roll out there is what you're saying.
You could do a little dance with your cane.
Wouldn't
that be cool? I mean, it'd be memorable.
It certainly would. Well, I don't. They have been so hands off as far as letting me say what I want to say that, you know, I don't know how it'll be interpreted, to be honest. I mean, a few things have run through my mind that I want to say, but, and obviously it's about Thunderbolt on the whole, but I really don't know.
Is this all expenses paid?
Well, as far as I know. I mean,
you didn't clear that up in your negotiations?
Well, I mean, as far as, like, the only thing I could think, and I'm not sure of, here's what I know for sure. I know certainly the flight is. I know certainly the car that takes me around everywhere is. I know that, obviously, I'm not paying admission to get into any of these events, and they have invited me to stay the weekend and go to WrestleMania, which, you know, that's nice of them. So I know that's taken care of, and so the only thing I could think of would be food.
Are they catering? I assume they're catering it, right?
Well, yeah, and I that's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking that most of these events that I'll be at will probably have food.
And then what hotel? Like, are you staying in
a... Oh, yeah, the hotel's taken care of,
A deluxe hotel?
It's a nice hotel, yeah.
Last time I went to New York, I just got some... I know it was from the bed. And it was not a bad hotel. It was like, I don't know, a Marriott or Hilton or something level. But I broke out in a horrible rash. So it just kind of like ruined that day.
Oh, that would do it.
Oh, yeah. So just make sure you got clean sheets.
Well, yeah, yeah. Well, I think this hotel probably would take care of that. Now, I also do know, and it's one of the reasons I'm not saying the hotel name, is because I'm pretty sure that everybody else is staying in this hotel as well. You know, all the people who will be at WrestleMania, all the executives, all the people who are involved with the Hall of Fame, because the way it's been presented to me is that we all meet Friday morning at 10:15 to go over to do rehearsal for the Hall of Fame. And I've been told that rehearsal is just basically learning where to stand and learning where the mics are.
Are you going to try to organize a hotel party?
Well, I'm sure that the first night we're in, which really nothing is planned on Thursday night, I'm sure the hotel bar will be very full that night.
Oh, nice. Is Matt and Carrington accompanying you?
They are, as far as I know.
Oh, they are.
They
oh,
are.
Wow.
They are.
Wow. They're probably pretty excited, aren't they?
They really are. You know, and they're about as into wrestling at this point as I am, but they both are aware of it, and they both know who some of the people are, and I think that that's just to be with, I guess to have the access to the behind the scenes and all that thing, you know, it's very interesting.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. And plus the last time, like I said, I was in Philadelphia, I had a great time. That was back in 2021. And I'm only 17.
With your stock photo.
That's exactly right. That's where my stock photo was created in front of the Liberty Bell, the Obit picture, bow tie and all. I'm only 17 minutes from the Liberty Bell where I'm staying by foot.
Oh.
So I'm sure I will be over there again at some point. I'd like to take Thunderbolt over there because I don't think he's ever been over there.
Oh, he hasn't? Oh,
no,
yeah.
I don't think so. And I know, and Carrington, I don't think either one of them has, because Carrington told me she had not been to Philadelphia, and I don't think Matt has either.
Have you ever visited the Betsy Ross Museum?
You know, I have not.
You should. Hit that up. I have a flag that I got there last time I was in Philly. Well, that's been 15 years ago. But, yeah, that's pretty cool.
Now where is that? How close is that to Independence Hall?
Close.
Oh, really? Because I know Ben Franklin's grave is right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's all, I mean, most of your really, like, colonial era, you know, historical sites are right there, you know.
Well, it's interesting because the last time I went, I don't even think we had planned to go into Philadelphia. So this will be a completely different experience staying in Philadelphia. And also, I think the company's different because this is more of a work thing. And, you know, these people are a little younger than I am. So I think it's a completely different experience.
Are you going to get them cheesesteaks?
I think that'll be my contribution on this trip. I will buy at some point some cheesesteaks for them.
I went to, like, I don't know, the most highly regarded cheesecake place in Philly. And I got to say, I wasn't that impressed.
Really? Just kind of brushed it off, huh?
No, I mean, and I like a good Philly cheesesteak, but I've had better.
Well, you know what I do want to say, because maybe this will be part of the speech Friday night. I don't know. Maybe this is a little preview. But I'll tell you, the people who work in the travel department, the people who work behind the scenes, the producers, the writers, that group of people that you never see with the WWE, these are the people who put it together. Who, you know, get you there and get you taken care of and answer all your questions and really do a fantastic job with that. I have never dealt with a company that is this on the ball.
Are they based in Philly?
No, I think they're based in Connecticut.
Oh, okay.
Not too far away.
And is Vince McMahon, does he have anything to do with it anymore? I know he was in the legal problem.
Yeah, no, I think he is. I think he owns stock, but I think that's to the that's it.
That's
at
it.
This
okay.
point, yeah, I think he owns stock, but other than that, kind of on the outskirts. And I won't know till rehearsal on Friday morning what order we go. Now, I looked at the list of inductees. There's five of them. Now, one of them being Muhammad Ali is dead, so I don't know where they'll put that in the broadcast. I would guess we would either be next to last or first, because I think that's where Thunderbolt falls in this lineup. I don't think he's the headliner, but I think he's the second headliner. So maybe next to last, but they also might want to open big.
Yeah, definitely. Open big with Scott Spears.
That's right, the first person out there.
So how are you planning on topping this? What's the next big thing?
You know, I really don't. I mean, we'll have the Eclipse thing when we come. You know, here I am coming back on Monday morning. Who knows how that's going to work?
Oh, yeah. You're going to try to broadcast on Monday?
Well, I won't be broadcasting on Monday because I'll be coming back during this time. But I think the event we're doing from 1 to 5 over at Steak and Shake, I don't know if we could really broadcast that, but I'm sure we'll have audio from it.
Oh, what's this event? I must have missed it.
Oh yeah, there's an event going on, Steak and Shake Eclipse Day, Monday through five. Monday 1 through 5 will be over at Steak and Shake, and a Thunderbolt will be there because he's coming here for a week after the Hall of Fame. He'll be signing autographs and taking pictures with people, and Mary Ellen will be there that day as well. And who
else? Steak and Shake?
Yeah.
Oh, is she going to be, like, serving steak burgers?
Yeah, I think that's what she's going to do that day. She'll be there. Oh, and Chad Clark will be playing music that day. And, of course, we're going to stop at Eclipse time, and I'll look up to the sky and see how that's going. But there's a fun event that Mary Ellen's going to be doing 5 minutes before the Eclipse, but I don't want to let it out yet, but it's a really interesting idea that I don't think you'd want to miss. And it doesn't cost anything to come to Steak and Shake.
I thought she was wrestling Thunderbolt in the parking lot.
Now, wouldn't that be interesting?
It would.
She might get
she's all like, she's like, her outfit's all like 1920s, like, wrestling outfit.
Well, I mean, listen, you know, he started in 64, so he's not too far off.
Weighing in at 75 pounds, the former treasurer of the United States, Mary Ellen Withrow.
You know, I'll tell you something funny. A couple weeks ago, Mary Ellen came to one of our tapings on Wednesday night. And it was the first time I really knew a whole lot about this thing happening in Philadelphia. So I was telling her about it. And she met Thunderbolt once years ago at one of the fairs that he came in for. And I was telling her about it. And she said, Thunderbolt. She said, that's some name. And then she took a beat and she said, Thunderbolt Withrow.
Ooh.
And I thought, well, isn't that interesting?
It is interesting.
By the way, speaking of Mary Ellen, we all went over to her house for a brunch on Saturday in which she made herself Withrow waffles and cinnamon buns for everybody. It was very interesting.
Now, what makes them Withrow waffles? I mean,
her recipe.
The fact that she did it.
Well, her recipe, I think.
Did you ask her what the secret was?
You know, I do. I do know what the secret is.
Love?
Yes, it's love. It's extra love. She looked at that batter and she said, "You're the one.
You're the one.
I've never had batter like you before."
And all of a sudden, you now have a different perspective on relationships.
I certainly do.
The concept of love.
Well, you know, yesterday was Easter, so I got to see all the love that people were sharing yesterday with people. Stopped in time to take pictures, but I did get to see all the love.
Well, that's good. Well, yeah, no, I saw the pictures of the waffles. They did look, you know, high quality.
They really were good. I mean, and that, you know, that was no joke. And boy, I'll tell you, Mary Ellen puts on a brunch. I mean, boy, she had everything laid out and the table was set and we all had the napkins and it was a thing.
Now, was that at the assisted living?
She is at Primrose, but she's not in the building. She's got her own place.
Like her own villa?
Like, yeah, villa, condo, whatever they call them.
Oh, wow, okay.
Yeah, so it's not like she's in there with, you know, things on the side of the bed.
Oh, yeah.
It's not exactly like that.
No, I've never been out there.
It's very nice.
Yeah.
It's very nice. They're not even attached to the building. I mean, they're just out back there.
That's exclusive.
Yeah, there's not too many of them.
That's how you know that you've made it in life.
That's where I'm hoping to go.
I don't want to go to any of those facilities.
Well,
you?
See, but her place is just like a house.
No. Yeah. No, I'm saying like, you know, the others.
Well,
the other inmates.
I don't think people want to go there. I just think, you know, though, I mean, if you're not feeling well and you can't take care of yourself, I mean, do you really want your family taking care of you who don't know anything alone or don't know anything in healthcare?
No, that's why I want to find a cave.
Well,
I think I mentioned this. I just want to find a cave when it's the end and I just go off and then you never hear of me again.
Well, but I mean, that's more suicidal, isn't it?
Well, I mean, you're not killing yourself. You're just isolating yourself, I suppose.
I don't know. What'd you make of all the Easter pictures yesterday? Did you like them?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Everybody looking happy?
Everybody looked like they were having a blast.
Yeah. Do you think they all were?
Yeah. I don't know about that.
Yeah, they're forced to get together, so let's take a picture and let's all smile. Oh, here's a message. Easter lilies are hardy in this area. After flowering, they can be planted outside in a sunny area.
Hey, there you go. Do you have a sunny area?
I have a sunny area, but mine haven't even popped yet. The lilies have not even popped. What do you call the thing? I mean, see, this is how bad it is with me and gardening. What's the pop? What's the thing?
The bud.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
The bud has not popped?
Yeah, I would say so. Or okay. Flower.
Yeah. I don't know. Petals. Whatever they are.
Yeah.
Yeah, they haven't burst yet. So I figure I've got an Easter lily that's going to be around for at least a little while.
Waiting on pins and needles for it to pop, right?
Do you think it's good to water with a spray bottle?
Yeah, I would.
That's what I do.
Because you don't want to drown it. You want to give it the appropriate amount.
Right. Now, I never drowned the poinsettia, and I did use, you know, a water thing for it. But now I've graduated, since I have two now, to the spray bottle.
Hey, there you go. Yeah, poinsettias are, I've never had luck. I mean, this is a miracle.
Yeah, what happened this year?
I don't know. I mean, I give it more water than I historically ever did. Because I know that they're real finicky with the amount of water, but I just give it like a vase once a week, and that seems to be working.
See, I gave it very little water. I mean, there were probably 10-day periods where I forgot to water it.
but yet it lived.
It lived.
And I'm not even sure it was totally dead when I got rid of it. It was just the leaves were starting to fall off.
I'm done with you.
Yeah, well, I figured we've reached a point where I did not think it was going to live 3 months, so I thought, you know, this has been around quite a while.
Yeah, no, that's quite an accomplishment.
I felt like
it. Usually mine don't until, like, January. Historically, like, mid-January, they're done.
Well, that's what I thought. I thought maybe I'll get 3 weeks out of this. Because I got it the day before Christmas Eve. Somebody gave it to me the day before Christmas Eve. So I thought, maybe 3 weeks.
Well, you got, like, what, about 2 months?
3 months.
3 months, yeah.
Yeah, January, February, March, 3 months.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. So it turned out okay. You know, it's very... So you're going to come out to the Eclipse event? What else would you rather do on Eclipse Day?
Because what time does that start? 1?
Yeah, we're going to be there 1 to 5, and of course, break... I figured we needed to be there early enough to where the traffic isn't going to be beating you down.
I don't know. It might be crazy to be out on the roads during that day. I saw the Ohio's predicting maybe as many as like a 500,000 extra people coming in.
Is that really what's going to happen next Monday?
I don't know. People are crazy, and I would not do that if I lived in the surrounding states. Be like, oh, let's drive to Ohio and, you know, watch the eclipse for 3 minutes.
I just can't imagine. There's just something about that just doesn't seem right. I just can't see that. If that happens, this event's going to be a tremendous success just for the fact that we'll be in the middle of it.
All right, you're going to be right there along 23.
Yeah. So, I mean,
coming off and, you know.
Well, that's what I thought. Why promote this thing, to be honest with you? Because we've got the people who will already be at Steak and Shake. We've got 23 right there, and we've got the entire Meijer parking lot. So if people are able to get out of their car, which for the Eclipse I assume they will be, if we just get that amount of people who walk over between 1 and 5 and the two hotels that are in that parking lot, you know, that's plenty of people for what we need.
Yeah, are you going to have like a stage?
Yeah, I don't think we're going to have a stage. I think, like I say, I think Chad's going to play probably for the first... Well, yeah, of course you'll be able to get autographs and pictures with Thunderbolt and Mary Ellen the entire 4 hours. But the theory is between 1 and 3, 1 and 3, the first 2 hours will be Chad playing, get your autographs, get something to eat if you want to, whatever. And then 3 o'clock, 3:05 actually, is when we're doing the event with Mary Ellen. That'll be the historic Mary Ellen event, 5 minutes before the eclipse starts. Then the eclipse, I think, starts at 3:11 or something like that. And then when that's over, there still will be a partial eclipse going on at that point. So until 5, the next hour and a half, Chad will play a little more, and people, I'm sure, will eat a little more. And plus, I figured if we try to leave at that point along with the bazillion other people, that's not going to be very good.
No. I mean, you'll probably be just swamped with people, I would imagine.
Well, you know what? I figure with all the press that the Mary Ellen event got, and, you know, like I always said, Mary Ellen to Marion people is not a huge deal because she's here, but to out-of-town people, she is. And this is an out-of-town people event. So that's working in our favor. And the fact that Thunderbolt's coming here 3 days after being in the Hall of Fame certainly doesn't hurt.
Yeah. Are you going to have, like, a tent so that people will recognize that there's something going on?
Well,
just driving by.
Well, yeah, I think hopefully driving by, because, you know, if it's raining, we'll do the event inside.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah. So, you know, I think that's probably how it will go. But I think it'll be fun. And the thing, Mary Ellen, when I proposed the idea to her, she loved it. I think it's going to be very interesting. And all I can say is that it goes in tow with the 30-year anniversary, but it's a very unique idea.
I'm intrigued.
It'll be interesting. Come 3:05. It'll
be. She's gonna be making waffles that day.
Making waffles that day. That's, yeah. We're gonna have the biggest brunch on Eclipse Day you've ever seen.
Are they giving discounts at Steak and Shake?
You know, I don't believe so, but I do believe we're going to do a couple. I don't know if we're doing one every hour giveaways. I don't know. I'm not sure how that's going to work yet. I need to call them this week.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. But it'll be fun, and it'll be exciting, and I'll probably be incredibly exhausted coming back off of the weekend. But, you know, it should be fun.
You're a young man, Scott. You claim to be like 20, right?
Now, see, why'd you throw the word claim in there?
Yesterday or the other day, you were like, yeah, in 18 years, I'll be 38.
So. Yeah, that's right. I think that's pretty good. I think that works out. Start young. Start your career young.
That's right.
What are people planning? I mean, I understand. I get the out-of-towners. Okay, they're going to come in and look at the sky. But what are these people who live here in Marion going to do? Just go out in their yard? I mean, is that the idea?
I would say for most of them. I mean,
so really, this is nothing. Have a cookout, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, I mean, I suppose some people might drive out in the countryside where they can get a better view.
Well, I do. See, now, here's the thing. Everybody always talks about the traffic. I was invited to an event that is in Kirkpatrick, I think. And, you know, to me, that seems a little more traffic danger than what I'm doing.
Well, yeah, because you live right by there.
Well, I live right by here, but it's 23, it's Route 95, it's five lanes, you know. That's a little different than getting on one of these county roads.
What are they doing in Kirkpatrick?
There's something going on over there. It's at a log cabin, I think. They're just basically having people go there and some food and look at the sky for 3 minutes.
That's Caledonia adjacent. Do you have animus towards Kirkpatrick as well?
Well, see, I don't think I have animus toward Caledonia. I think this has been misconstrued. You know, I told you my roots are over there.
You are the son of Caledonia.
Yes. So I don't think that I have any
prodigal son. I should say.
Prodigal. Right? I was not. Yeah, I wasn't born there or anything like that, but never lived there. But what I feel is I feel that there is just as we talked about on Friday, much like Bucyrus. It seems like there's trouble going on over there. And also, I believe there are troublemakers over there. So, for a small community, it's very interesting.
Yeah, yeah. What now, Bucyrus, so are they getting rid of the festival?
I have not heard that, but it's just the city trying to pull their funding. And I don't think there's been any kind of... verdict on that as of yet. But, and listen, we've obviously got our problems here in Marion, so I'm not saying we're immune from troublemakers or problems either.
It's everywhere. I mean, I don't know. I've said that a million times, but it's all these institutions, these government institutions, local government, state government, federal government, school districts, you know.
But you know what surprises me, and maybe not so much with Bucyrus, but maybe with Caledonia in general, it is such a small population. I mean, there's not 1,000 people who live there, are there?
Yeah, it's like 500.
500. 500 people, and you still got this kind of trouble.
Yeah, it's just the day that we live in, Scott,
I mean, we've got 35,000, 36,000 in the city. And 65,000 in Marion County, and you've got 500, and the same problems still arise.
Yeah, it's just people.
There's always troublemakers in the bunch.
But not in Kirkpatrick.
No, Kirkpatrick, you know, I don't even think they know they're alive over there. I don't even think they know they're awake.
I think there's like 10 houses in Kirkpatrick.
10 house and a church that used to do food bank stuff, but I don't even think it does that anymore.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Hey, we're out of time for this April Fools, but hey, thanks for calling.
All right, Scott. All right,
bye-bye. Care. All right, well, this was an enjoyable program. I always enjoy the call-ins and the conversation, and we're 4 days away from Philadelphia, so it's all coming to a head this week. Lots of fun. Come back tomorrow morning, 8:15 to 10 a.m. for this day. Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
The place for guests like Dean of the White House Press Corps, Helen Thomas.
Helen, how do you deal with criticism? Because certainly 10 presidents, you've had your share of criticism. How do you deal with that?
Well, in the first place, you look at it and you see whether it's valid or not. And then you consider the source.
And then just
I just made up that answer.
Then onward and upward.
You're always a little bit miffed, of course, because everyone doesn't love you. but at the same time,